This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. We're so blessed to be in your presence once again. And we pray today, indeed, that God have been good to you, that God has indeed carried you through this day. For indeed, this is the day that the Lord have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, again, we are embarking upon this journey through the Gospel of St. John. I'm your host, Jack Cook, and I'm grateful to be with you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We are looking today at chapter 19 of the Gospel of John, and we're looking at what we have entitled the demonstration of God's love toward us through Christ Jesus. And indeed today we're looking at our Lord's crucifixion. Very solemn time, a very pointed time in history. Probably that time that Revelation talked about, that there was silence in heaven for 30 minutes. Oh, bless you, Jesus. But look, we want to dive right into this, and we want to look toward the Word and pray the Holy Spirit will indeed minister his word through us today, and that the Lord be glorified. Let's enter into prayer now and ask that you will pray with me in this time. Father, we bless you today and thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this time, Lord, for this great opportunity, Lord God, to Lord, to minister this your holy word before, Lord, your people. We pray, Lord God, indeed, indeed, let you be glorified in it. We consecrate and dedicate it to you and pray, Lord God, that you will do and say according to your perfect will, Father. We pray indeed, Lord, that your word will go out and that it will not return void, but Lord, that you will accomplish all that you have purposed to do in it. And Lord God, in this day and in this time and in the generations to come, Lord, we pray. And we pray by faith. We thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen. Entering right into our text for today, in the 19th chapter, the Gospel of St. John, you'll find these words. Then Pilate, therefore, took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him with their hands. The soldiers have proceeded to mock him, to ridicule him, to put him on display, if you will, before these Jews and before Pilate. And Pilate is instrumenting all of this. And I'm sure in the back of Pilate's mind, he is hearing continually the thing that his wife have said unto him, to have nothing to do with this man. And so we'll observe Pilate trying to work his way out of having to render this decision concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 4, Pilate therefore went forth and again and saith unto them, "And behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Amen. And then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." And when the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, hallelujah, saying, "Lord, have mercy, Jesus," saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate, see, these Jews know exactly the message that Pilate is sending. Even though he may be He may be mocking Jesus in the crown of thorns and in the white robe. Observe how Pilate continues with this theme of Jesus being king. Amen. And as we know, he is right on spot on. Amen. Because our Lord is King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then Pilate said unto them, you take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. And now, listen to this. Amen. And the Jews answer them. Now, first the Jews observed, first they get religious on him, on Pilate. The Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law, he ought to die, because he made himself to be the Son of God. Because he made himself the Son of God. He didn't have to make himself the Son of God. He is the capital S-O-N, Son of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God has a lot of sons. Amen. And even the earth, the scripture says, I believe Romans, the 8th chapter somewhere in there, Paul says, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, all of creation is travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. But our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the only birth son. Hallelujah. The only begotten son. Hallelujah. Of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. So he didn't need to try to be God. He is God. He was God then. He was God before then, and he will always be God. Hallelujah. Now he's manifested as God in the flesh. Hallelujah. And so when Pilate, therefore, verse 8, heard that saying, he was more afraid. Listen to this. Glory to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He was the more afraid. Yeah, so he was already afraid of that which his wife had spoken into his hearing. Amen. And now he's realizing that she was spot on, right on the mark, is that he don't need to be bothering this man. Hallelujah. He needs to leave this man alone. And so Pilate in verse 9 went again into the judgment hall. Amen. He had to check this thing out. Amen. They got his curiosity now. And so Pilate says unto Jesus, from where art thou? Man, where you come from? Hallelujah. But Jesus gave him no answer. Didn't say a mumbling word. Lord God. Hallelujah. And then said Pilate unto them, speaketh thou not to me? You're not going to talk to me. Hallelujah. Knowing not thou that I have the power to crucify thee, and I have the power to release thee. And now he talking stuff. Now Pilate getting bold. He's trying to strut his stuff. Amen. And so Jesus immediately checks him in verse 11. Hallelujah. It's in the red if you haven't torn out your Bible. Amen. Thou couldest have no power. Listen at this. This is our Lord right here, y'all. You could have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee has the greater sin. And you know who he's talking about. He's talking about Judas Iscariot. Yeah. So Judas is going to be in the lower level of hell than Pilate's going to be in. Hallelujah. He's just going to be a little bit lower level than Pilate. But Pilate is on his way if he keep messing with Jesus. Amen. And from then on, Pilate sought to release him. Pilate trying to get out from under this thing, y'all. He's trying to get out from under this thing. Amen. And from then on, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out. They won't let go. These Jews won't let go. They persisted. Yeah, they persisted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They going to have their way. Even with Pilate. Amen. But the Jews cried out saying, listen at this, now they're getting political. First they got religious on Pilate, now they're getting political on Pilate. If thou let this man go, you are not a friend of Caesar's. My. Whosoever maketh himself a king, you know he speak against Caesar. That's what they're saying. Yeah. He called himself a king, now he's speaking against Caesar. And when Pilate therefore heard this, verse 13, that saying, he brought Jesus forth. Now Pilate's in a pickle. Pilate is in a pickle. Amen. Because now they done went political on him. They wasn't really reaching him when they went religious on him. He didn't care much about that. But now they done hit below the belt and gone political on him. Hallelujah. And so when Pilate heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat. Yeah, he sat in his seat of authority in a place that is called the pavement. Amen. But in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. Amen. And it was the preparation of the Passover. And so now we're getting a little background here. Amen. Where we are in history. Amen. And in the time and in the setting. And so it was the preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. Amen. And he said unto the Jews, behold, listen, he done gone from calling him, behold, a man. And now he says unto them, behold, your king. Yeah, so he's really to start poking at them now. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. And Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? Amen. The chief priests, man, they really are having a little political and religious. They really have a little chess game here back and forth, these Jews and Pilate, aren't they? And the chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. My. Man, they have brought themselves into judgment. Amen. They have, with their own mouth, amen, they have opened their mouth, hallelujah, to judgment. Amen. From God. Amen. Verse 16, then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. My. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, talking about Jesus, bearing his cross, went forth unto a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Or as my friends in Hearn say, Golgotha. Hallelujah. And when they crucified him and two others with him on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. My. Man, even in the darkest hour, hallelujah. Isn't it good to have Jesus in the midst? Hallelujah. Blessed Jesus. You may be on the cross of your crucifixion. You may be going through a dark season in your life. The darkest season in your life that you've ever experienced. But I tell you today, it is good, hallelujah, to have Jesus in the midst. You, if you don't believe it, come here, Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to have Jesus in the midst? Hallelujah. Amen. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. Listen at this. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The King of the Jews. Amen. And as I said a minute ago, he's not only King of the Jews, but he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, Jesus. This title, verse 20, then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near to the city. And it was written, and listen at this, in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Hallelujah. Ah, think about that. Y'all will get that in about 3 days. Amen. Hebrew and Greek and Latin. I don't have time to expound that for you and get into that, but that's some meat right there. Amen. And then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews. In other words, put that he said, I am the King of the Jews. And Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Hallelujah. Amen. It is settled. Amen. And then the soldiers, verse 23, when they had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat, I mean, these soldiers is clueless, amen. These soldiers are in the midst, in the presence of God in the flesh. They have crucified, hallelujah. Now, well, hallelujah. They have done the providence of God, amen. They have fulfilled prophecies, what they've done as well, amen. They made four parts, amen, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. Listen at this. Verse 24, they said therefore among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be. Listen, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Hallelujah. Amen. Even on his cross, even on Calvary. Hallelujah. Our Lord is fulfilling, hallelujah, the prophecy concerning him. Fulfilling every jot, fulfilling every tittle. Amen. Hallelujah. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, talking about John, hallelujah. Amen. He saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. So it's clear that he is talking to the Apostle John, amen, who is probably, most likely, the only one of the 12 that had the courage and the boldness, amen, to stand at the foot of the cross, amen, during this dark hour, amen. And the rest were scattered, amen, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture, listen at this, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. Verse 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. Bowed his head and gave up the spirit. Gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Verse 31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not. Here we go. Back to. Boy, they big on their religion. Yeah, they got it down like clockwork. Amen. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not. All this is for fulfilling, amen, God's ordained and preordained, amen, and providentially ordained will, amen. And all of this is happening according to God's will. The Jews, as ominous as it is, the Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day. You know, there are a lot of Sabbath days. Every Saturday was a Sabbath day. Amen. But there were some Sabbath days that were more critical. Amen. That were, as they call it, were considered high days. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so they besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. They're in a hurry now. They done their dirt. Amen. Now they want to get back to their religious ceremonies and celebration. And so now they want to get rid of the evidence. Amen. In verse 32, then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, amen, they broke not his legs. Bless you, Lord. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and immediately came there out blood and water. Hallelujah. And he that saw it bore witness, and his witness is true. Hallelujah. It's marked, amen, in the annals of biblical, hallelujah, history, in God's holy scripture. And he knoweth that he saith true. The soldier knew he was saying true. He knew what he was saying was the truth. Amen. That you and me, that we might believe. My. Let me read that again. And he that saw it bore witness, and his witness is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that you might believe. Hallelujah. For these things were done that the scriptures should be fulfilled. This is the scripture. Amen. This is the prophecy. A bone of him shall not be broken. Hallelujah. You get that? Hallelujah. You get that? A bone of him should not be broken. And again, another scripture, hallelujah, saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. My. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, listen at this, it's sad, but secretly for fear of the Jews. Well, it's not so sad, because you can somewhat understand, hallelujah. In Joseph's days, amen, he had the fear, the treachery, and even the murder and death from the Jews. But today, our Christian brothers and sisters, we will suffer the same thing at the hands of the Muslims. Amen. We suffer the same thing. Amen. So I imagine over in the Far East, praise God, there are a lot of secret Christians over there. Amen. Who are disciples of Jesus, but for fear of Muslims, amen, worship him secretly. And well, who am I to judge? Amen. God bless y'all. Y'all drop me a line, amen, when you get a chance. And just drop me a note, amen. Give me a call. Tell me how much you love Jesus. Hallelujah. Besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. My. And there came also Nicodemus. Y'all remember Nicodemus. Amen. Who at the first came to Jesus by night. And Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Amen. Because this is how they bury it. This is how the Jews custom, how they bury their dead. Then they took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes and with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Hallelujah. That is the custom, I imagine, to this very day. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre, and in which was never man yet laid. Hallelujah. They laid him in Joseph's, hallelujah, borrowed tomb. Bless you, Lord God. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day. For the sepulchre was near at hand. Bless you, Lord. And that ends our reading and our talk and our walk through this 19th chapter of the Gospel of John. And we pray that the Lord indeed may have blessed you in it. We pray that you will take, amen, this podcast, that you will take it and download it, and that you will download it to the gadget of your choice. We pray you'll download it to a flash drive, and we pray you'll pass it on to your family, to your loved ones, amen. And that they indeed, hallelujah, you can take any of these, hallelujah. We have over 50-something recordings, I believe. We have a few, amen. Go through our archives, and as the Lord leads you, take and download them, hallelujah. And we pray that you will pass them on, that you will use it as an evangelism tool. If it blessed you, then I pray you consider blessing others with it. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for this day. We thank God for this opportunity again to be with you this day. Father, we thank you and bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for your word. We pray indeed, Lord God, that you will smile upon it, and that you will bless it, to scatter it to the four corners of the earth. And Lord God, we love you and thank you and bless you in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen. God bless y'all. We'll see you next time. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.